Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us in Ohio. We're going to be talking about home economics. And we are only going to take calls germane to home economics. No tangential calls. No philosophical calls. Okay. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vin.
Hey, I just have a couple quick comments to make, and then let's get into the class. And this is very serious and very important class. So governments, local governments around the country are meeting to determine how they're going to raise taxes. Raise taxes. Let me say it a different way. Raise taxes. And they're looking at, well, you know, revenue's down because people aren't driving on the bridges. They're not... The road tolls are seeing less traffic. The gasoline tax revenue is down. The garbage tipping fee, that's the fees that the government charges to dump trash. You know, those fees are down. People aren't working. Sales tax revenue is down. I mean, so government revenue is down at all levels. So the government types are trying to figure out how they're going to raise taxes and pay or cover the shortfall. So instead of doing the right thing and, you know, firing 90, 95% of the government workers who aren't doing anything anyway, instead they're trying to figure out how they're going to make us pay for it. So I want you to all think about this and what you are going to do, because it's coming. All right? Now, if they do this, I predict, I'm not calling for this, I'm just saying the natural outcome of this, raising taxes, stealing property, those kinds of things, real estate taxes, automobile taxes, licenses, fees, all those things will be more rioting. No question in my mind that that will happen. And if they start stealing properties because you can't pay for the burden of having all these government employees on the dole, if they continue to raise taxes and they put you out of your home, people will burn down government buildings. Mark my words. I'm not calling for it. It's clear as the nose on my face that that would be a result. Next thing. Americans were surveyed about, you know, what's going on and how they feel about it and what they would have done differently, if anything, regarding the corona panic, which is the result of the coronavirus. You know, the loss of income, the loss of jobs, the furloughs, the layoffs, all of that as the result of the coronavirus. What would they have done differently? The overwhelming majority said, well, they would have saved some money. They would have prepared. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about the people I refer to as the GDP? The overwhelming majority would have prepared for this. Had they known, how could they not know that life is subject to change at any second? At any second. You know, everything was just fine and dandy until the coronavirus hit. Boom. Everything's upside down. So I just wanted to share that with you so the majority of people, you know, wouldn't be taking those vacations. They wouldn't have wasted that money on the fluff and stuff and the appliances that are overpriced, the substandard Chicom appliances, and all the stupid things that they've done, the fancy cars, the needless spending. Well, because the money was just never going to stop. Well, it did. And they're caught short, and shoot, you know, had they known, they would have prepared for it. Any comments about any of that, Kathy?
Well, Vince, you're spot on. It's already coming. I have a perfect example. I have a friend that went to renew her driver's license. I live in Ohio, and she has a 2015 Buick. And when she went to renew her driver's license, it was $178. And she said, why is it $178? It was $78 last year. They said, well, you have a hybrid car. She said, no, I don't. They go, well, it has hybrid parts in it. So even though the car uses gasoline, if it has any hybrid parts in it now, they're charging you an extra tax because supposedly you're not using as much fuel. So it's going to cost her an extra $100 every time she needs to renew her license.
Okay, and just to add an exclamation point to what you said, in London, England, they were saying, you know, gasoline is nowhere near as efficient as diesel. This is years ago, several years ago. And they were encouraging people in England to buy diesel vehicles because, well, heck, they're clean. They get more miles per gallon. They pollute less. Wonderful way to go. Then they said, whoa, these things smell. And then they started taxing, and they're driving people out of their brand new diesel vehicles because they changed their mind. And now there is a daily fee. You want to drive into London, it's like $20 to go into London because if you have a diesel, because they pollute more. I got to tell you, I drive diesels, and yeah, they do smell. However, the difference is the diesel soot particles are heavier. And what happens is instead of staying airborne for months and months like gasoline particles, they fall down to the ground very quickly, within hours. So, yeah, there's this fallacy about diesels. And you get way more miles per gallon, way more. Now, I'm not suggesting, you know, wasting fuel and doing stupid things, but I am saying you get there's nothing that will give you more miles per gallon and more economy than a diesel, nothing. And so if you fall for this logic of having an electric car because, oh, it's clean, it's not clean at all. Because coal and nuclear energy are used to make electricity. So don't fall for this. Electric cars are, you know, they don't pollute. Absolutely they do, as much or more than gasoline and diesel. So, Kathy, you're absolutely right. And anyone who buys a new vehicle like, and I think you mentioned Buick, is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is a late model Buick, right?
2015. And this is the first time that they've done this. So they must.
And this is, is this an SUV, did you say?
No. I can't think of the name. It's like a luxury Buick. I can't think of the name of it. It's not a Regal.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, I was under the hood and under the vehicle in a Buick SUV, also a General Motors SUV. The engine is sideways, so the engine crankshaft is in the same plane as the front axle, if you will. And if you want to change the transmission filter on that particular vehicle, all you have to do is take the hood off, disconnect the air conditioning system, take the engine and the transmission out, disconnect it from the front wheel drive axles, and take the engine out, then take the transmission off the engine, then disassemble the transmission to get to the transmission filter inside. It's a $4,000 job to change the transmission filter. So buying a new car is like beyond dumb. Beyond dumb. And anyone who thinks, just like Kevin was saying, appliances, you know, you buy these new appliances and they look really nice and sleek and all that, and they're substandard. They're thin. They don't last as long. They look pretty on the showroom floor. But then living with them, you find out that they don't wash as well. They don't clean as well. They don't last as long. Everything is thinner. It's a bad way to go. I wouldn't buy anything newer in a vehicle, newer than 2004. So any comments or what do you have on the blackboard for today?
Well, Vince, I wanted to comment. I heard part of the show where you were talking about the dishwashers, and I do make my own dishwasher detergent. My recipe is, and you can try it or use a smaller version, but I typically double or triple it when I make it. But it's a powdered one, and I mix it up, and I keep it in a Tupperware container. and I use it. Sometimes it doesn't get everything off, but I've used Cascade, and I have the same problems. I think sometimes it just depends on the angle of the dish in the dishwasher or if something's blocking it. But I can give you my recipe, and I've used it for years. And so what my recipe is 1 cup of washing soda, 1 cup of borax, 1 tablespoon of citric acid, or it's called Lemmy Shine, L-E-M-I, and then the word shine, and then 1 to 2 tablespoons of baking soda, and I mix it all up. And I use about 1.5 tablespoons of it for each dishwasher load. And then I have a little piece, a little tray on the side, and I put vinegar in there every load. I think it kind of helps to keep any of the buildup from it. But I found the same thing. I found that some of those dishwashing detergents leave a film on your dishes that permanently etches your glasses. Now, I haven't had the problem with using this. I've been using it for quite a few years now. You can tweak it a little bit if you want, but that's what I use. And I get the water real, real hot before I run my dishwasher. I bring it up to temperature. And that works well. And you were talking about dishwashers, and what I do, I try to do it like every couple weeks. I take the bottom rack out, and I lift out that arm on the bottom, and there's all kinds of debris that can get caught in there, whether it's paper or tape or food products or dog hair. Sometimes I've got a dog with long hair, and I'll find sometimes the hair, but I clean that out and rinse that out. So those are two things with the dishwasher, and I do like you also. I don't use the heating part. I just use the air dry on mine, and I do like you. I kind of tip over some of the things so that they dry.
I had a question for you, Kathy, about the water. You have a well, right? You live on a farm, correct?
I do, yes. I have a well.
Okay. Do you have hard water or soft water, or do you have a water softener?
We do have a water softener. We have sulfur water, and we had to go with a system that uses peroxide in our system downstairs to get rid of the smell. But we have a water softener also.
Mm-hmm. And now the. Have you had any experience with appliances, washing, domestic things that you've done in your life comparing hard water, unsoftened water with water softener water? Have you compared them?
Well, we lived in a couple houses that had the city water. And I'm trying to think, it's been quite a few years now that we've lived there. But I want to say that there were times that I had trouble getting the dishes clean with the city water, but that was even before I made my own dishwasher detergent. I would just use Cascade, and I think I brought the Sam's brand before, and I used the powdered most of the time. I was glad that Kevin said what he said about the gel, not to use the gel. But
right.
I haven't had a head-to-head comparison with that.
Okay. When we come back, I'll share some of my thoughts about water softened or soft water versus hard water versus city water and the economics of it. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about hard water versus soft water. So typically if you have city water, it's probably going to be hard water, and that means that it has a lime content in it, calcium. And if you have a water softener, what happens is this device, it's a cylinder, for example, a plastic cylinder, and it has a mechanism, and it uses plastic balls for ion exchange to remove the hardness from the water. It removes the calcium, most of it from the water, and then the calcium builds up on these plastic balls in a container in the salt, in the water softener, and then the plastic balls get flushed with a salt solution, and the hardness, the lime, if you will, that adheres to these balls gets washed off and sent down the drain. So what happens is you have less lime in the water. The benefits of this are just enormous. So for example, our water softener was $350, $349, I believe, years ago. It's a Kenmore. And they come in all different sizes and capacities. Ours is a Kenmore made by Whirlpool. It's top of the line. I'm not saying that we spent the most money. I'm just saying it's as good as it gets. It's not fancy. It's a basic unit, but it really works well. And that's what I mean by top of the line. I don't mean buttons and bells and whistles and dials and gauges and displays. None of that stuff. It's real basic. But in terms of performance, it is top of the line. And so what happens is if you have soft water, you will use less of what? Less shampoo. How much less? Probably you'll use one-third the amount of shampoo in the shower that you would normally use. You'll use less soap in the shower than you'd normally use. You'd use one-third the amount of dishwasher detergent, one-third the amount of laundry detergent. and you won't have the lime buildup on the walls of your shower and tub. You won't have the spots on the pans, which is the bottoms of these stainless steel pans that you can see, these white spots where the water, the last drop of water evaporates and leaves the calcium or lime deposits on the bottoms of the pans. And you won't have the aerators or the bubblers, as they're sometimes called, on the ends of the faucets clogging up. That won't happen with soft water. So there's an enormous advantage to having soft water in terms of appliance dependability, appliance lifespan, and the economics of using, you know, one-third the amount of soap, detergent, and shampoo. So it really is a great, great way to go, but you'll have to, the consumable for the water softener is salt, but it's $5 for 40 pounds, and that'll last months and months and months. So the benefit of having a water softener far, far outweighs the cost. So economically, it's better. From a maintenance perspective, it's better. It's just a great way to go. Kathy, your comments.
Yeah, Vince, that was my understanding of the soft water. I also noticed it's easier on your skin and your hair and everything else. And I believe it is on your clothes, mm-hmm. too. I don't think they wear quite as quickly.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And the other thing is, there is a screen, Kevin has talked about this, on washing machines, clothes washing machines, and it is where the hose attaches to the washing machine solenoid valve, which lets water in your washing machine and shuts off the water when your washing machine does not need any more water. Well, that little stainless steel screen is a very fine screen, and it gets clogged with the calcium that's in the water. So, you know, starting with day one, more and more builds up on that screen to the point where it'll clog the flow of water completely. So if you have a problem with your washing machine not filling, you just may have a clogged screen. And the way to fix that is you shut off the water to the washing machine. You disconnect the hose at the washing machine. You might need a pair of pliers to do that. Do it gently, and then you'll see the screen in there. And the easy way to dissolve that lime buildup, the hardness that was left on the screen, is with vinegar. And that will dissolve it, and it'll fix the problem in almost every circumstance. Kathy, any comments before we go on with what else you have on the blackboard?
Yeah, I use vinegar in my rinse cycle. I never use fabric softener. I don't like the chemicals. I don't like the smell of it, the feel of it. And from what my understanding was, and you probably know this, Vince, that it can clog up your washing machine, and it leaves pills and stuff on your clothing. I don't like it at all. So sometimes I'll add, like, even a whole cup in a load while it's washing, just to kind of clean out the machine.
Great way to go. We do the same thing, and you can use any color vinegar you want. White is the least expensive. We'll be right back.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New data shows what's being called uncontrollable growth of new COVID-19 infections in nearly a quarter of U.S. counties. That from the analytics firm Esri. Its data indicates record levels of new infections in California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, as well as Mississippi, where the state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, blames it in part on a lack of people wearing masks in public.
This reckless social behavior is going to harm the whole state. It's going to harm the businesses in the state. It's going to harm our economy, and it's going to cause unnecessary deaths.
A better-than-expected economic report out this morning as American consumers increased their spending by a record 8.2% in May, partly erasing record plunges in consumer spending in the previous 2 months. It was a 6.6% drop in spending in March and a drop of 12.6% in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As we've reported, several U.S. states are seeing big spikes in coronavirus since reopening recently. Arizona is one of them there. The governor, Doug Ducey, is pleading with people to stay home as the new coronavirus cases are spreading across that state. During a news conference late yesterday, Ducey said the recent spikes in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from the virus are unacceptable. He's urging people to do everything possible to reverse the trends and right away.
When we reopened the economy, I said that this is a green light to proceed, not a green light to speed. And we need to slow down.
Dixie Chicks changing their name to just the Chicks. The female country group making the announcement yesterday, saying it's an effort to distance themselves from the name that was linked with the slavery era South. A quote on the Texas band's website saying they want to meet this moment. Phase one of the NHL draft lottery is today. Despite the league being on hiatus when it comes to actually playing, the NHL has put together a two-phase plan for the lottery. The seven teams that missed the playoffs will be joined by eight placeholder teams that will make up the first phase. The Detroit Red Wings have the best odds of landing the number one overall pick. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy in Ohio's with us, and we're talking about saving money. And we're talking about home economics. I just want to tell you, class, I just listened to the bottom of the hour news. And it's absolutely crystal clear to me that the government has no clue. I'm talking about state, city, local, federal, no clue as to what to do about the corona panic. You can't believe anything they say, not from the top all the way down to the bottom. I don't believe anything any one of these people say. And the proof that they don't know what they're doing is one of those guys had a big rally. And you're going to find out that more and more people will have become infected as a result of this great big promotional stunt in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was the dumbest thing conceivable at the time. And so how do you protect yourself? You stay away from the GDP. Because They think they have a right to infect any and everyone because, well, they're me first. So my question to you is, got 22s, 223s, 5.56, 9mm, 45 ACP, 38 special, 357, 12 gauge. Got them? I'm just asking. If you don't, ask yourself, how come you don't? You had plenty of time. Just as the GDP said, shoot, you know, had I known things could go bad, I probably wouldn't have gone to Disney. I probably wouldn't be spending all that money on going out to eat. I probably wouldn't have taken those vacations and bought the new cars and trucks and all those other stupid things that people have done. They would have prepared for this. Don't come here. Don't come here because we're not going to be able to help you. And as far as white vinegar is concerned, it's a cleaner. It's a disinfectant. You can buy it in the gallon size. I suggest everyone have it as a biological killer. You should have it. You should be consuming some every day. You can put it on your salad. Now, salads, I would recommend apple cider vinegar or red wine vinegar. But you should have a gallon of vinegar around for all kinds of things. Washing clothes, the dishwasher, wiping off the counter. But remember, vinegar is an acid. And it's corrosive. So make sure you don't leave it on something that you don't want, that you want to prevent from corroding. You can use it as a cleaner and then wipe it off with water. The antidote, the neutralizer, if you will, for the corrosive nature of vinegar as an acid would be a base. What is the most common base? That would be baking soda. Okay? Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, I agree with not them not knowing what they're talking about. It changes every day. I think you got to do your own research and you got to think for yourself and you have to critically think for yourself and take care of your own family. You talked at the beginning of the hour about saving money, and anybody that doesn't have money saved for emergencies, I don't know how you just don't have peace of mind.
Okay, that's a really good point.
You should have 4 to 6.
Kathy, here's our recommendation, or at least my recommendation. Class, if I were concerned about bank failures, I would go to the bank, like, right now, and I would get some cash. Now, they're going to think that, what are you worried? Are you know, worried that we're not going to have cash? You can't say to the teller, hey, listen, I'm worried about you guys because I don't even know who you are and you've got my money. So what you might say is, oh, maybe use your imagination. Say, you know, I found this lawnmower on Craigslist. Do you know that guy won't take a check? So I'm going to need some cash. Or I've been looking at lawnmowers on Craigslist, and I found this used lawnmower. I want to buy a lawnmower. I want to go to Craigslist. And I don't think they're going to take my check. So I'm going to need some cash. As simple as that, okay? It's a stretch. But you know what? Times are different now. Times are different, and you don't want them thinking at the bank that you're hoarding cash, because that's probably against the law. And the Federal Reserve is now restricting the release of currency. Pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters, halves. Pretty soon it'll be dead presidents with numbers on them, meaning, you know, ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, and hundreds. So if you think that you're going to need cash to continue your life in these crazy times, you ought to get some. You ought to get some today. Any comments, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Spot on, Vince. I mean, I've been saving, and that you brought up saving the change. I have a change jar, and a lot of times when I'm shopping, I just give them the amount of cash and whatever the change I have, I put in the change jar. I think I'm just going to hang on to it now. I used to, you know, wrap it all up and then take it in, but I think I'm just going to hang on to it just to have extra if I need it.
I agree with you. And I got some pennies. I went to the bank years ago and I got some pennies. And, you know, I said on the air that if I ever have grandchildren, and if I'm alive at that time, I can say, look at this. Would you believe this? We used to spend these things. You know, when I was a child, you could buy gum for one of these. Not a dollar. You could buy gum for one of these copper things that they don't make anymore. Seriously. You know, I can take a penny and drill a hole in it and make a washer for less money than I can go and buy a washer the same size. Can you imagine that? Now, I was on the radio one day, and I said that, and the host, I was just a guest at that time, the host said, you know, hey, we don't endorse or condone defacing currency. Well, I got to tell you what, if I need a washer, and I've got a penny, and I don't have any other way of finding that washer, I'm going to drill a hole through it. I don't care what the government says. I'm going to make my own washer. And if I need to do it with a quarter or a nickel or a dime, I'll do the same thing. I haven't done it yet, but I will if I have to. You know, when times get crazy, you do what you have to do. Kathy, what else do you have on the blackboard for us today?
Well, I have some tips. And I kind of was thinking during the week, sometimes random things came to me. But I do have one thing that I grow every year. And the name of the plant is called lemon verbena. It's V-E-R-B-E-N-A, verbena. And it's in with the herbs. And it is it smells just like cutting a fresh lemon. And it makes wonderful tea. And where I live, I have to bring it in the winter. If you live in the south, you could grow it, and it'll get bigger like a little shrub. But the leaves, You just take a few leaves, maybe a short stem, and you can make the most wonderful tea, or you can add it to your own tea. But it is just the most wonderful plant. Anybody that comes over, I have them smell it, and everybody's eyes light up. So it's just kind of a thing that you can grow, and if and when you couldn't get tea, it does make a wonderful tea. And I dry the leaves in the fall when I keep cutting it back to keep it bushy. And then I make tea throughout the winter. I just dry them and put them in a jar.
You can grow mint. And mint grows like crazy. I mean, once you start it, you really want to contain it because it will take over. And we actually have mint. We have a raised bed garden, which is concrete blocks. Raised two blocks high in some areas, one block in other areas, depending on the slope of the land. And around the perimeter, there's mint, and it keeps the chickens out. They can't get through it. It's so thick. And it's really kind of nice. And you can just take it and add it to your tea, iced tea with mint. It's fabulous. Kathy, I bought a tomato mill, and I've never had one before, but my grandmother did. Now, she had this hand crank thing made out of cast iron. The new ones are aluminum, and the newest ones are plastic. And it has an auger and a big funnel at the top, and she could grind up her own meat. She could take a cut of meat and make hamburger meat out of it. It's a grinder. Well, they make one similar to that hand crank for tomatoes and peppers and vegetables. So I bought one. I bought a used one on eBay. I'm delighted with it. It's hardly used. I mean, somebody must have bought it thinking it was great and decided it was too much work and didn't use it. So I bought a vintage one, and I'm looking forward to making my own tomato sauce. So, class, I just want to share with you that I did buy the tools to do this. I bought the jars. By the way, getting canning jars is really tough now. Getting canning lids is really tough now, and they've gotten extremely expensive. They're so expensive, the canning jar lids, that they can cost you as much as a prepared jar of tomato sauce with the sauce and the label all together ready to use from the store. A lid can cost as much as a whole jar of sauce now. It's nuts.
Yeah, that's true, Vince. They're hard to find. Sometimes I've seen them at the store. I haven't gone in the last couple of weeks, but I had seen the whole, like, if you wanted to get cork jars with the lids and the bands, I've seen them on sale for like $10.99. And that's not a bad price for everything, because you get 12 lids and 12 bands with that. So if you can't find the lids and you can afford to buy the jars, I would just go ahead and do that. But they're getting harder to find.
They are getting hard to find, and you're finding now that, well, you can get the wide mouth ones, but you can't get the standard ones. So the wide mouth lids may cost less than the standard lids, but who wants the, you know, the wide mouth? I think the, from my perspective, the best way to go would be the standard quart mason jar. If you're going to just get one size, one style, I would think the quart would be the way to go. Quart standard mouth rather than quart wide mouth. Do you agree or disagree?
Vince, I think it doesn't matter. Typically, what I have found are the wide mouth, typically you get a little more in them, it seems. But the biggest thing is when you go to can them, you can't fit 7 wide mouth in a canner. Mm-hmm. They're too wide. The tops don't taper in. If I have them, I sort of test them before I put it in. I'll take the empty jars to see, can I get all 7 in there? So I might use like 3 wide mouth and 4 standard or something like that. But I haven't had any problems with the wide mouth. I think the standard lids are more common, so that's probably a better way to go. And I have found out that if you're going to use it with a food saver, the wide mouth lid, when you put the food saver lid to seal it, that seems to stay longer than the standard lid.
The reason that I decided to go with the standard is to have a standard here at the house so that we don't have, you know, all different sizes and shapes, just one. And that's why, you know, the lids are going to fit all the jars. The jars are going to fit all the bands and so forth. And so we just have one size jar, one size band, one size lid. When we come back, Kathy, I'd like to share with you something that I saw at our Get Prepared Expo. It was one of our exhibitors came up with this design. It's pretty cool. It has to do with vacuum packing. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, I'd like to share this with you in our class. So at one of our Get Prepared Expos, there was a young guy who was a mechanic. And he came up with this device. And what he did was he took a couple commonly available items and he put them together in to make a vacuum packer. And what he did was, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, but when an air conditioning system on a car or a light truck is charged, normally if the system has a hole in it, the refrigerant would be pumped down, meaning a vacuum would be applied to boil off all the moisture in the air conditioning system. So this vacuum pump draws. It doesn't push. It pulls air into it. And what this guy did was he took an all-American pressure cooker. You know, I'm talking about an aluminum pressure cooker. The all-American, I believe it's all-American. It does not have a gasket. So it's not like the Presto type. It's the no gasket. It's all aluminum. And what he did was he adapted a hole in the pressure cooker. Now, a pressure cooker will cook foods quicker at a higher temperature because water at sea level boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. If you increase the pressure, it's harder for the water to boil, so it will take more heat and a higher temperature to boil the water. So the pressure cookers have this weight on an escape valve that causes the pressure to increase so that the temperature that you're cooking at will increase inside the pressure cooker. Well, what he did was he took some jars and he filled them with like split peas and other dried food. And you know, just split peas out of a bag. And he filled the jars, canning jars, completely with these split peas. Then what he did was he put the lid so it just almost perfectly on the jar, so that if you just tap the jar slightly, just tap it very slightly, the lid would fall right into place. So he put a bunch of jars, as many as would fit in this pressure cooker, and he put the lid on it. You know, the lids were ready to go on each jar. Put the lid on the pressure cooker, turned on this vacuum pump with a hose that was connected to an adapter on the pressure cooker, and he pumped down all the vacuum or all the air out of the pressure cooker. When he was satisfied that the air was all out, he just tapped the side of the pressure cooker. All the lids fell into place. Then he allowed air to go back into the pressure cooker, took the lid off, and all of the jars were vacuum sealed. Then he just screwed the rings on. Is that cool or what?
That's amazing. What an ingenious idea.
So did you follow what I was saying?
I did, yeah. That's really cool. Vince...
And you can do that.
I'm going to have to look into that. I just read about it. I haven't done it myself, but I was looking online, and they were talking about dry canning, and you do it in your oven. And you take the jars, and you put your split peas or your rice or your beans in the oven, and you put them in your jars. And I didn't know I was going to talk about it, and I can't remember the exact temperature. I think it's like 250 or something, and I think you leave it in for an hour and a half and let them cool, and I think that seals your jars.
And I can explain the physics behind that. So what happens when you heat air? When you heat air, the air expands. So when you heat the air inside the jar and you drive out the moisture of, let's say, the split peas or whatever you're putting in the dried food in the jar, you're expanding the air, and when you put the lid on it, then what happens is as it cools, the air gets creates a vacuum because the air was expanded, and then the expansion goes back to normal. So it creates a vacuum, and that's exactly how that works. So I don't know the temperature. I have not experimented with it. You know, you want to have a temperature that's hot enough, warm enough, I should say, to expand the air, drive the moisture out of the food that you're going to be putting in there, but not so hot as to destroy the enzymes. And I don't know what that temperature is. I'm thinking, you know, you said 250, I believe. Is that what you said?
I think so. I'm sorry, I didn't have it written down, but I was going to mention it at some point, and I just wasn't going to do it today. But when you mentioned the deal about the pressure cooker, I'll find it and then I'll get it to you.
Yeah. We'll tell you more about that when Kathy has the exact information. So I would suggest that you don't experiment with that until, I mean, you can do your own research and you're certainly welcome to experiment, but we don't have the answer at this point. And so Kathy's going to do that research. And so to tell you what I paid for the evacuation pump that we use for air conditioning all the time, like $130. Now, they've got cheap ones. Don't buy them. They're no good. So buy at least a middle grade. You know, you can spend like $80, $100-something dollars, or $200. The mid-grade is fine, and you can do this. And I think that's where we're headed. So to find alternative uses for the things you have is a great way to go. Kathy, any last comments? We're almost out of time.
Well, Vince, I just think that... just try to be prepared, try to save your money, try to be creative and learn everything you can learn now, especially if they...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.